Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our listeners, jumping on now, Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. Also our friends in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7 and Rock 100.5, The Cat in Oklahoma City. Big Show, Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge coming in. We will sit and spin with 10 songs that stutter. A positive drinking story has practical uses for alcohol besides drinking it. And our Men's Room blank question, the worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. Let's go back to Melody in the process of her story. Melody, you said you were a little bit west of Salem, Oregon, and there was a lady who would scoot by every day in her pajamas, and you were kind of curious about her, but one day she actually came into your bar.
Yes.
And you said to meet friends, and her friends, the female friend looked like Jackie O, and you said the dude looked like Robert Wagner, which is a very current statement.
Totally sophisticated couple come in. The woman orders a glass of red wine, and her and the pajama lady there sips of wine, and let's say Jackie O disappears to the bathroom for a while. Now, to take it, the whole place is immaculate because I'd already cleaned up for the night. She's in there for like 15 minutes. We're getting worried for the bathroom, and the Jackie O says, I'm fine. But, you know, a few more minutes go by, and Jackie O comes out of the bathroom and says, we got to go right now. We've got to leave. So, and her friend was kind of mystified, like, geez, I hadn't seen you for years, what have you. As soon as people leave, that they're my last customers, I lock all the doors, money, and I do final check of the place. That's my job. Make sure there's nobody in there, what have you. I go into the woman's bathroom. And Jackie O, I don't know how she did it, but she had smeared poop from, like, ceiling to floor. It was all over the handles of the faucet, on the cabinets, all over the walls, all over the floor, everywhere. And I'm by myself at this point, so I got to clean it up, obviously, because I can't leave the people in the morning to clean it up.
Sure you can.
And I can't take the garbage out because it's not to take the trash out when you're counting money at the end of the night. But I was just mystified. How did this woman, it looked like she used every single paper towel in the bathroom, I can tell you that. I just couldn't figure out how she smeared it all over the floor and the walls on every possible handle that you could touch.
How long did it take you to clean this up? I mean, do you just grab the mop and take the mop to the wall?
No, I did not use the mop because that would have bacteria on it. So I had to get more paper towels and spray cleaner, gloves, what have you.
What do you think? Do you think that she was mad at the owner? Do you think that she wrecked the place on purpose? Obviously, this doesn't sound like an accident. What do you think was going on?
Well, my impression was that she used to live in that town. She met some rich guy, and they had a chauffeur, and I had talked to them while she was in the bathroom. The chauffeur drove this couple around all over the country so they could, you know, party and do whatever, but they held themselves together like royalty, if you will. They were very sophisticated.
Until they go to the bathroom and poop all over the place.
I mean, I don't think I'm sophisticated, but I poop directly in the toilet.
Did you ever see the woman in the pajamas who would go by on the scooter anymore? Did you ever get a chance to talk to her?
No, she never. She scooted by in her pajamas again, but I don't know where she lived. I'm guessing there must have been a trailer park down the road. I don't know. I mean, that's judgmental. But, no, I never got an explanation as to how those two were. They must have, they would have been friends, obviously. The Jackie O was from that town originally, came by to visit her old friend. That's all I know is she scooted out of the bathroom and said, hey, we got to go right now. Gotta go right now.
I think if she were a jazz musician, her nickname would be Loose Stools.
Yeah, everybody, please welcome Jackie Loose Stools Johnson up to the stage.
Well, that's the thing. Like, did you purposely go in there and destroy that place? If there's crap all the way up to the ceiling, how does that happen? You know, that just doesn't happen.
Maybe it's like your friend. Maybe she was just that wasted and was like flopping around with hands full of poo.
Well, she said she kind of had it together. I don't know. That's
yeah, I just don't understand that.
Like, I hate the owner of this bar. I mean, like, I used to date him in high school. I'm going to crap all over it.
I mean, like, there's got to be something there, right?
I can't. I just feel like after a certain, like, if somebody's 25 and under, I could fathom them doing something like that, just drunken idiots.
Sure.
But if they were, yeah, like, I don't know. That just seems weird that they would purposely do that. I think they were just that messed up.
But still, I don't know. I mean, I understand being really, 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 really messed up, as I have been. I still just try to figure out, like, how does it get above just where your head would be on a wall and then up to a ceiling? You know what I mean? Like, I'll see kids poop up their back. I get it. Their kids are squirting out through a diaper, but never, like, you know, 4 feet above where their head is, man.
I don't know. Poop's weird.
Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to get that on a coffee mug. Poop's weird. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Howdy, fellas.
Hola.
All right. So back in high school, got a job at a local ice rink just north of Seattle. Won't say exactly which one. But I'm on my lunch break, go get some food, come back. And as soon as I walk through the door, it smells like ass. I go just a little bit past the skate counter, notice a bunch of little rink rats on a Friday, Saturday night going in and out of the men's bathroom or the women's bathroom. So I go over there, clear them out, realize I can't even go in there yet. Go back, grab a like specialized breathing apparatus, a special like for painters.
Wow.
Go back into the bathroom, and I see that somebody had covered one of the bathroom stalls with crap. I'm talking like full-size clingers, 3 feet up the wall, stuff all over the ceiling, the back of the toilet seat. There were turds on the floor in the next stall. It was horrible.
Like, stay in your lane at least, man. Again, how does it get up to the ceiling? Like, how do you accidentally get it up to the ceiling? It doesn't make any sense.
It takes a special kind of skill.
I mean, I feel like you should have to have a tail to make that happen, right? You go to the zoo and, like, a rhino poops and it just slaps it back and forth. I get it. But, like, we don't have tails. How do you poop on the ceiling?
So, the little piece of turd that was clinging to the ceiling board, I couldn't reach it. I left to go grab some cleaning materials and stuff, and I started kind of scraping some of the stuff off the stall walls. Well, my coworker at the time, who chose to do an ice cut rather than clean the bathroom, comes in behind me with a broom, kind of grabbing it right above the bristles, and uses the handle to jab at the ceiling tile to try and get the turd to knock loose and land on me.
And did it.
Ah.
No, it hit the toilet seat, exploded, and proceeded to spray paint the top part of my pants.
Jesus Christ, man. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm living a sheltered life, but I have never had to deal with poop on a ceiling.
I can't believe you can get that high up the walls.
I mean, you got to put it there.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, how do you do it by... The only other thing I can think is that you pull the ceiling tile down, poop on it, and then put it back up, right?
Only time I had any reason to get up into a ceiling tile is because I hid something up there.
Yeah,
it wasn't a turd.
What did you hide up there?
Well, you exactly...
Porn.
Yeah, whatever. Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA. Whatever I had, I didn't want anybody to see.
The toilet here at work flushes so hard that I realize now that's how poop ends up on the back of it. Because for a while, I was like, how is there poop back there?
Well, you think what, from the force
sprays,
of the toilet?
It sprays.
I don't know. The other day, it was not the toilet's fault. I say that because I was the culprit.
Oh.
Looked like I had a paintball and just shot in the back of the toilet, man. Jesus Christ. I was like, How the hell did it get there? Where's my orifice? Hello, Melly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So my crazy mess that I had to clean up was I was at home by myself. I think I was about 14. And my mom had just left to go pick up my siblings or something. And it was really hot. And so she's like, okay, yeah, open up all the windows. And so, you know, I started to open up all the windows to my house. And so I was in the front one, along the side, and I get to the one in my dining room, and it's the back sliding door, and it's right next to my dining table, all that jazz. And so I open the door, and what I did not see, what I really wish I would have seen before I opened the door, was that there was about the size of the palm of my hand, a cool little cluster of baby spiders on the inside of my sliding screen door. And so, you know, that was pretty bad. And, you know, my 14-year-old self is saying every single cuss word known to man inside my head, but it's coming out as a girly screech. And so I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? You know, close the door, Melly. The wind blew into my house. And all of these, like at least 1,000 baby spiders flew into my house on webs, and they were just everywhere. Like, you know those creepy spider videos of them just falling in drops onto the ground and
yes.
Crawling everywhere? Yeah. It was like Armageddon in my house, and I had no idea what to do. And I was like, okay, I could just leave. I could set my house on fire. My mom wouldn't be very happy about that. So I do the sensible thing, and I grabbed a bottle of Windex out of my kitchen sink, the drawer, and I think I used almost that entire bottle of Windex spraying baby spiders that are just like floating in the air all over on the ground on my dining room table. And I just had a pool of baby spiders, hundreds of them all over the floor at the end. And the worst part was having to clean it up with a paper towel and my hands.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would rather clean the poop off the ceiling.
You should tell people about your brother and the fruit flies.
You know, when we come back, I will. He didn't get in trouble much,
mm-hmm.
but he effed up this time, yeah.
Men's room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. Where are your calls on the way? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Wrong movie.
Yeah,
wrong movie. You're thinking of John Hughes. John Carpenter did The Thing. Like, damn.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Hola, bitchola. Still to come, Ryan Castle. The Wrong in Charge coming into Sin Spin with 10 songs that stutter our question. Men's room blank style. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. Right before we went to break, we had a caller who called up Melody and said that she was 14 years old and there was a nest of spiders.
Yes.
That somehow blew into her home, and they were everywhere, and they were just crawling from the ceilings, and she took Windex to try to get rid of them, I guess?
Yeah.
You were telling me just a couple days ago, and I don't know how we got on the subject of fruit flies somehow on the show, but you brought up one of the few times growing up that your brother, who is a perfect child...
He's the kid, right? Good kid,
somehow,
good student.
Yeah,
right.
he got into some trouble.
He had come home from school. He was in high school at this point. And my father, he's a very simple man, but the rules are the rules, all right? So my brother comes in, and he's excited because in biology class, they are studying fruit flies and whatever, the reproductive, blah, blah, blah. So he's explaining this to my father. He's feigning interest, and then my brother points out that one of the things they're doing, this is a multi-week project, so they have a fruit fly farm, kind of like you'd have an ant farm, and that each, I guess there's like four people in his little study group, mm-hmm. and each kid will take a week to keep the thing at home. My father says, look, man, you know, do not bring that thing home, blah, blah, blah. My brother's like, oh, crap. Hey, man, it's here now. Like, today was the first day of it.
It's already here?
It's already here. It's downstairs in my room. So you just have to accept it. But my father says, and he's very clear about this, looks at my brother and says, man, I don't want to see one goddamn fruit fly in this house. And my brother, being my brother, he explains why that's such a ridiculous fear to have. Like, this thing is sealed with blah, 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 and they have a blah, 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 and the fail-safe is blah, blah, blah. He explains all this. And my father just looks at him and says, look, just that's great. Make sure I don't see a goddamn fruit fly in the house. Fast forward to the following evening. We're sitting down for dinner. My father's cutting his food. I see it. My brother sees it. And my mother sees it. It's one single fruit fly. And you know they fly, right?
Yeah.
So it's real lazy and just kind of, it looks aimless. But they don't make any sound. So my father, as he's cutting his food, the three of us look at each other. And even my mother, who should be angry, is giving us the look like, let's hope your father doesn't see this. Because I can't control him, all right, if he sees this fruit fly. And we bought maybe 2 minutes before he noticed it. But me, being me, I keep bringing up conversation because I just want my father to look up from his plate of food. Hey, Dad, did you hear about so-and-so, you know? Because my brother's not going to say anything. And finally, he sees this fruit fly, and it gets real quiet. It's like reverse noise. You can feel the sound physically leaving your universe. He puts down his fork and knife, and I will not say specifically what he said, but there's an F word in there, and he says to my brother, Adrian, what the F is this? My brother's like, it's a fruit fly. And he's like, we didn't have fruit flies before you brought that goddamn thing home. Did it get out of your blah, 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 sealed, whatever? So my brother now has to cop to this truth that none of us were aware of. He's like, yeah, I think it did. So my father's kind of looking at him, and he's like, why do you say it like that? He goes down to my brother's bedroom. What my brother had not pointed out was he did, in fact, bring this fairly well-sealed fruit fly farm home, but he had knocked it off of his desk, and the thing hit the floor and broke open.
Oh, no.
When they opened his bedroom door, I'm not making this up, it looked like smog. There were so many goddamn fruit flies. Like, and he slept in the room with them because he didn't want anyone, including me. He had never clued me in on this. He didn't want anyone to know what had happened. So my father opens this door, sees all these fruit flies, slams the door shut, and I mean, lost his goddamn mind. He is up my brother's ass, and I mean, he's tearing into him, mostly because he didn't tell anyone that he knocked it over. So now, he has to run out to the hardware store to buy whatever goddamn spray you gotta spray, right? To get rid of these things. And this is like an all-day process to call these fruit flies. It was unbelievable. And me, I'm kind of loving this. Because like I said, my brother didn't get in trouble much. And he still didn't do anything bad. Things just went wrong, right? But my dad is deep in them. And I'm like, if you need any advice, you come to me. This is our interaction, you know.
Jesus.
At least twice a week. But the thing is, so I want to say by the end of the night, maybe they've done as best they can to kill all these things. Not that it takes much, but, you know, if you have one fruit fly, you have 10 million fruit flies.
Yeah.
So the drag on my brother went on for weeks because most of the fruit flies were killed. But every time we sat down for dinner or when you walked into the kitchen, if there's a banana sitting over there, now there's like two fruit flies. And, man, my father, once for weeks, Adrian, God damn it! Still have these goddamn fruit flies. I'm sorry, I knocked it off. So I learned this lesson, man. Any science project that I had in school, not that I did much, but if I did, like, I'm not bringing any of this home. But you have to understand, my father has a weird thing with insects. He's not scared of anything except insects. Not scared of fruit flies, but bees. We had bees in our chimney. We couldn't figure out how bees kept getting in the house, right? It'd be like one or two at a time. It's like, what the hell? So we realized it was wasps. Had made a nest in the top of the chimney. They'd come down the chimney on occasion, get into the house. Father drives out to the store, comes home. And remember when you would buy big aerosol cans, but it would include that real thin, like, orange straw that you stuck into the nozzle?
It's like WD-40.
Right. So you got, like, extra distance. And I always remember my father telling my mother, look at this, chick. It can kill him from 12 feet away. He's very cocky about this. But he goes up on the roof, and we are sitting inside, and we hear him walk across the roof, and you hear a little tss, then you hear, and we realize he's running around the roof getting stung, but then we see his body go by the window real quick. He jumps off the goddamn roof to get away from these things, and my mother just looks at me and my brother and says, whatever you do, do not laugh. And she wasn't kidding, man. When he opened the door, he was livid. But the thing I remember is, kind of busted up a little bit from jumping off the roof. But the one thing I remember hearing him say, my brother and I are now leaving the room. We just don't want to be around this. That goddamn thing was wet and it stung me. He said he sprayed this thing with a spray. It's like dripping with this spray that you kill. Just came over and stung him anyway.
Still got him.
This S doesn't work.
Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
I only laugh about an hour. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So years ago, I used to work in a health food store, and I worked in the bulk room where we had like bulk flour and grains and that kind of stuff. And so one day, I was filling the container of maple syrup. And this is not like, you know, the cheap maple syrup. This is the organic, pure Vermont maple syrup.
Good stuff.
And it was one of those things where you had like the spout on the end and you filled the little container and got however much you wanted. Well, I went to go put it on the shelf and it slipped out of my hand and all 5 gallons of maple syrup fell and splattered all over this bulk room.
How do you clean that up?
It took 6 hours
Jeez.
To clean that up. It literally, like, I had, there was probably like 100 bottles, like the empty bottles that you could use to fill this, you know, fill up your container, all of the flour, and the store was open too, so there was like customers that had been in there, and there was like flour and rice and all like that all over the floor. You know, the flour containers that weigh like 50 pounds, I had to pick all of those up, clean up all behind there. And the poor girl who was trying to help me, she like mops up, and then she goes and takes the first mop bucket, which is like the stickiest. She goes to dump the mop bucket in the back where the, you know, the water basin was, and it slipped out of her hand, and then that fell, and all of that went out down like the back room, so she couldn't help me anymore, and it was just a nightmare. It was like 6 hours of just hell. I literally just stood there and was like, I want to cry.
What do you use to clean it up? This is my guess. You get something as flat as you can, try to scoop under it just to get it out of the way. And
real maple syrup is actually really runny. It's not as thick as the other stuff, so it's splattered everywhere, and so you really couldn't scoop it up. And so you just had to mop and mop and mop and mop
for six hours.
This happened at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had already been there since 6 in the morning. I didn't get home till like almost midnight. It was awful. And even the next day.
Can I be a little bit cynical about this, though? As far as the grocery store is concerned, it's kind of like CrossFit or runners or vegans. The people in the bulk food section just plain suck, especially in my grocery store. I mean, they are the most pretentious.
It's more of the pretense. Like, everyone's like, seen me getting my pound of grain.
Right, exactly. Like, and I'm like in there like for banana chips or something stupid. You know what I mean?
That still annoys me.
But it's still like, the people in there looking at you like. They bring their own Tupperware and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty lucky that most of the customers were pretty nice. But my manager, when she came by and saw, she was like, well, it sucks to be you, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that would.
How much money is wasted on that?
Maple syrup's expensive.
Well, this was about 19 years ago, and that was over $500.
Whoa.
Worth of maple syrup.
So do the managers, do they put that on? Like, I worked in a lot of restaurants, and if it was a complete accident, you could glide on some stuff. But, like, if you lost a whole lot of food, you know, by negligence, man, they might not take it out of just one paycheck, but they would spread it out like that. That was on you.
They were super nice, and they didn't charge me because they realized it was an accident.
Well, of course, it's an accident.
Yeah, but that seems like one of the worst things that you could spill.
Right. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah. And it's viscous. It was just a nightmare. And they were super nice. In fact, I was like, do you want me to clock off? Because this was my mistake. You know, I'm here for 6 hours cleaning this up. And they still paid me because they're like, no, you're here. And
why would you say that? Don't offer. Are you dumb?
I was like 19 at the time. I was young. It was like my second job.
Yeah, but
so
you can still be mean and cynical at 19.
Amy, I got to tell you, I think my new term for masturbation is going to be clocking off, because that sounded pretty dirty. I got to clock one off.
Right.
It's been a while.
I'm going to make the syrup.
What time is it? Oh, it's clocking off time. Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are we doing today, guys?
Doing good, man.
Good, good, good. Well, I got a story for you.
All right.
So let's take a trip back in time. We'll go to, I would say, 9 years ago-ish. And I was working for a movie theater down here in Puyallup. And tearing tickets, having a normal, slow day. Someone comes out of the lobby restroom and says, you need to get someone in there ASAP. So I'm like, it can't be too bad. I've cleaned up things here and there. And I walked in, and I was horribly, horribly wrong. They took a deuce on the stall floor, the back of the toilet, the sides of the stall, the handle, halfway up the ceiling, basically everywhere except the bowl of the toilet.
Now, do you think that this was, do you think it was the person who said, hey, you need to get in there ASAP, or do you really think they were reporting on someone else?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I've kind of thought about it over the last 9 years, and is it something, you know, so haunts in my dreams once in a while?
I'll tell you why. If I did that, I would not alert anybody, and I would just leave.
Yeah, but there's two ways that people do it. Either you don't let anyone know you did it, which is more my tack, but I know I'm not above saying, hey, man, I don't know what kind of place you're running here, but you need to look in your bathroom, knowing full well I did it.
So I go in, I see the horror in front of me, go get one of the managers, tell them I need covers for my shoes, gloves, mask, all the clearing we have, and I says, it can't be that bad. He said, you're more than welcome to go take a look. He did. Comes out, looks at me and goes, I am so... sorry.
where were you working again, man?
A movie theater.
A movie theater. Down here in Puyallup.
All right. Okay.
Have you, how long did it take you to clean this up?
Probably a good hour or two.
Jesus Christ, man.
Do you think it was, can't eat chili to this day?
Do you think it was a child? Do you think it was,
no child could have done this.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I used to think that, and then my daughter, man, I'm telling you, she's the width of a human hair, all right? You can clean your ears with her. She is that thin, but somehow, you know how they say, like, some people, he's an old soul. Like my son, you say, man, he's an old soul. My daughter, you're like, I don't know what she is, but she has the ass of a trucker. Like, something has happened that when she poops, it goes beyond the volume you believe that she should be able to hold in her body. Like, I've seen her do things where I'm like, how many people are in the bathroom?
Or how long have you been holding this?
Right, but with her, man, it's just, like, she just goes, and sometimes it is just incredible, the sheer volume that comes out of her little body.
Does the wife agree with us?
I think anyone who's seen it would agree.
Okay.
I saw my nephew puke on a couch once when he was a kid, and I still don't know how he had that much in his small body.
Yeah, it's weird. That's
it's unbelievable. And it reeks. I've hung out a lot of drunk people that are puking. Little kid puke is something else.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this, man. In your years of work, your time working at a movie theater, have you ever had to clean popcorn butter?
Popcorn butter, various bodily fluid, condoms, panties.
Oh,
people pick the weirdest things to do in the weirdest movies, man.
So how often would you say that you find the remnants of sex in a movie theater?
You know, it's not as often as you think. The only time I ever caught somebody was during The Dark Knight, of all things, and it was the last of its run. So, dark
like
movie,
dark Batman.
Corner.
The Dark Knight.
Good Lord. I was at a movie theater once, and I'm there with the kids, go to get popcorn, and they're like, hang on a minute, but I'm looking at the popcorn. It's visible in that plastic glass thing, whatever. Like, what the hell is a holdup? And I look over the counter. Something happened with, like, their butter dispenser, and their entire floor behind the counter their side. It was just this real slow-moving, dark brown ooze, man. It was. I think they ended up closing the theater, at least for that day or something. It was unbelievable how much crap there was, and you're looking at 4-16-year-old kids just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not going to go well.
This seems like the time of year, too. Like, when you go into a bathroom, sometimes the tiles are just kind of covered in that thin layer of grease if it's by the kitchen.
Yeah.
I've stood at a couple different urinals in a couple different places lately where my feet just start spreading apart.
I know, start sliding.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know either, but I'm just like, it's just happened to me a lot lately.
I know, and it's weird.
It's just like, what is going on?
Like, what is that?
I will say, the first night I was a janitor, I had to clean up some woman's pee.
That's not as bad, right?
It's not.
Yeah, but it's still your first night.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, man, like that lady peed and she just missed the toilet.
How do you miss?
She was drunk.
You hover. Probably.
She was wasted, too.
There's a lot of people who don't like, and women obviously have to sit down. Guys don't have to
sit down. They don't have to, but it's a
preference. When they need to sit down. But a lot of people I've known throughout my life refuse to put their cheeks on a toilet seat, even with a gasket.
Sure.
I'm 100% against that. That's how pee and poop end up on toilet seats.
I know. Well, yeah.
And look, I'll full disclosure, I tend to be a stall peer. you still got to lift that seat up.
Mm-hmm. And these, these are more in the hoverer category.
Oh, those are the worst people at certain things.
I know who does not hover.
And if we all sat down, and nothing would get on the seat.
I'm so happy to say this, too. It kind of made my day. So our very own Mike Hawk, right? We have the three stalls here, and for whatever reason, he's the guy that insists on sitting in the middle stall.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And it irritates the piss out of all of us. He doesn't care. He says, look, man, it's the road less traveled. So I do understand that. Last week, I walk into the bathroom, and I don't realize Mike's in there, okay? But another coworker's walked out. I walk in, and someone is looking over the tops of the stalls at me, kind of waiting. I look over, and it's Mike just kind of effing with me because he's standing in the middle of the stall. And I'm like, God damn it, man. Why? And he's like, it's just what I do. Whatever. So he disappears to handle his business. Like, what's this? Like, the seat is still warm. Like, that's what you get. I have no sympathy, and I know who the other coworker is. They have, they've shared butt heat. I have not been happier to know that someone has sat on the body temperature toilet seat of a public bathroom than that moment. That's what you get.
That's all right. There was a day last week where I came out and I said, hey, Robin, I was just at the urinal and just assumed it was Mike in there. And I was like, hey, Mike, is that in you? Is that you in there dropping a deuce? Silence. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable. So I'm telling Robin this story, and Miles comes around the corner and goes, hey, man, I just said, hey, Ted, is that you in there dropping a deuce?
Silence.
Oh, no. I was like, I'll see you tomorrow night, man. Later, bro.
We both did it.
Nothing. That poor
To the same guy.
Oh, no.
Miles, I had
the same guy.
It was like how we missed each other, I don't know.
It's probably one of the carpet guys.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to poop.
It's like people just yell at you in the bathroom here at work. It's the craziest thing.
It's insane.
Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. More your calls on the way. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Seems like this is a weekly occurrence. It has happened again. While much of the country, they said, is bracing for the snow, it commutes. Drivers in Arizona are dealing with road conditions only a sugar-crazed kid could dream up. Another river of chocolate spilled out over several lanes of traffic on a portion of I-40 on Monday after a tanker truck was involved in an accident. The vehicle was reportedly transporting close to 3,500 gallons, the equivalent to about 40,000 pounds of melty chocolate when it crashed and rolled over, spilling its delicious cargo on the pavement, according to a tweet from the Arizona Department of Public Safety. The accident occurred on the westbound side of a highway near Flagstaff. This will be a sweet cleanup, according to the agency. Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Got about a million comments that have come in. Here is a small sample of what's out there. My son, his crib, the wall, and curtains. He decided to finger paint himself and everything around him with poop during nap time. The worst thing I've had to clean up were pieces of human brain. I'm an ER nurse, so just another day on the job.
Oh, God.
I once had to clean up a 400-pound dead man fused to a couch. He was wearing only tighty-whities. And they add, I'd rather tongue-kiss my mother than do that again.
I would just take the whole couch out.
Yeah. And then, as a former civilian DOD employee, I had a job in the fan room on a fast-attack submarine that had just come into port. We opened the hatch and began to walk into the space. We immediately turned around and walked back upon observing many, many, as he says, cream-filled rubbers all over the deck. Luckily, our job was simply to move the really heavy stuff. I don't know who had to clean up that mess, but I definitely do not envy them.
Oh, God.
God.
Where did that come from?
Where do you think it came from?
I know, but, you know.
Apparently, the fan room is the place on a fast attack sub to get him
out. Well, everybody knows that.
A Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I used to live in a cabin with no running water or electricity, and the whole side of the mountain, it was up on the border of Canada.
Hold on. How long did you live there?
I unfortunately could only live there till the winter because it was about, I don't know, 11 years ago, and we had that really bad winter. the cabin was covered in snow, so I lived there for about 4 months.
Sheesh.
Was it a family cabin?
Well, it was a rundown cabin. It was
somebody else's family cabin.
We had 700 pounds of garbage in it that I had to clean out before I could renovate it, and I insulated it and got it like so I could live in it. Pretty much.
Okay.
So it was pretty rundown, but on the whole side of the mountain, I was kind of the maintenance helper for everybody that lived there, and a couple that lived about 150 yards away, near the only spring that we like got our water from and washed our clothes in, ran. They had a camper stationed, and they didn't have any running water or electricity either. So in their bathroom, you had to pour water from a bucket into the clothes to flush it into the tank that they would empty out, however. And I got a call one night. On the walkie-talkie, had to go over there, and I don't know how long it's been since they tried flushing it, but it was filled to the rim of their mess. And she had started her Shark Week, I don't know when, but that was also incorporated into it. And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever smelled in my life. And I've been next to, like, a dead deer carcass with its intestines popping open. I was dead for a couple weeks. And it was horrific. Oh, it's hard to even think about it, but cleaning it up, it was so bad. I was trying to keep my head away from the smell coming up because pouring more water into it and then swishing it around, trying to get it to go down. I was puking on top of it and then puking in the bathtub, trying to get my head away from it. So I had so much mess to clean up. It was the most disgusting thing I've had to deal with ever. And I have 4 kids, so that's saying a lot.
Oh, my God. You had 4 kids without running water or electricity?
No, I only had 2 then, but now I have 4 kids, so I've been through a lot with mess.
How old were the 2 kids when you were living in the log cabin?
They were 2 and 4.
Did you tell them, hey, man, this is what Abraham Lincoln used to do. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they loved it. Actually, that was, like, one of our closest bonding times up there.
What do you think is, what do you suppose happened to that cabin? You think it's still there?
Well, I know that the pack rats took over, and then somebody else tried moving in, and they couldn't handle it. I think there's only, like, a few pieces left.
Okay. All
right. Interesting.
Just free cabins out in the woods. Go stay in there.
Just go pop in one.
Exactly. Men's Room Blank Question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.